Now, the Trail Talk Podcast, anything and everything snowmobiling. By UpstateSnow.com, I'm Rich Lupia, the owner and host. Let's get ready to ride. It's Trail Talk Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's another guest here on the podcast at UpstateSnow.com. And my next guest is a first-time guest, but he is no stranger to Upstate Snow because for years, my good friend on the other end of the line actually had the reins. See, I explained in the video of the history of Upstate Snow last year when I announced that I'm back, kind of like Arnold, the man that took it over and ran it well and continued to grow it and is a big part of the reason why Upstate Snow, what it is today, is my friend, the commander and owner of Mapledale Motors, great help for the Penn Mountain snowmobile riders. And that's about the best introduction I can give for anybody here. Dave Gleesman, welcome to the podcast, buddy.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's great to have you on. And you were kind of that silent hand that kept Upstate Snow running 2015, 16, 17, and into 18. And then 2019, life changed for me. And, you know, we basically were able to swap horses or pass the baton in the middle of the race and was able to take it back. And Dave, I just want to say on behalf of the entire Upstate Snow Nation, and certainly from me and Zach and my family, thank you for letting me take my baby back.
Yeah, absolutely. It was yours from the beginning. I just got kind of thrown into it and decided to join on and take the reins because I felt like I needed to there for a little bit.
And you did, awesome job.
Yeah, you had done a great job. But, you know, situations had changed for you. And I think I even told you I felt like I needed to take it or it was going to die. I didn't want to see that happen. So, I was glad to step in and keep it going for a little bit. And obviously, I'm not a weatherman, so I couldn't take care of that stuff. But, you know, the behind the scenes, there's a lot of other work that goes into it, more than just what your fans see on UpstateSnow.com or the Facebook page. There's a lot of other stuff.
That's a definite for sure, and certainly a lot of relationships. You established a lot of relationships behind the scenes, but you're like me, you're a relationship guy. You love working with people and dealing, you know, with people, and you just love being a help. And I think that's probably why it was so easy to be able to pass the baton to you and then for me to be able to bring it back, because we've always understood each other, hardworking guys, and we just love helping people, and this is a great way to do it.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, professionally, it's in sales, you're always meeting people and always trying to cultivate relationships and, you know, show people that, you know, you can earn their trust and you're somebody that's trustworthy. So that was a pretty easy thing for me. But yeah, on the other side, I love snowmobiling. So anything where I get to go talk about snowmobiles and snow and riding and that kind of stuff, is really just exciting, and to think you could even make it more than just a hobby is pretty cool.
Absolutely. So let's talk more about that. You love to ride. You love to ride with the guys. You work on your own sleds. I mean, you just are amazing with almost anything with a motor, whether it's with the vehicles that you sell at Mapledale Motors or, you know, replacing shocks on a sled or, oh, okay, this is broke. Okay, we got to fix this. It's just amazing the talent that, you know, that you have. But talk a little bit about that, but also just the love of snowmobiling and why it's such a passion for you.
Yeah, well, geez, thank you. Sometimes I don't feel that talented when I'm working on something, but we always seem to manage to get it done. Yeah, it kind of started. I was a five-year-old boy, and my neighbor got a kitty cat. And I remember we used to run the wheels off of that thing. And I say wheels because he literally had the wheel kit, and we would run it all summer long. And there was not a blade of grass to be had on his parents' lawn. We chewed it up pretty good. so that was a ton of fun, and I remember that. I mean, as a five-year-old boy, just thinking, "Oh my gosh, this is so much fun." But yeah, it wasn't until really till 2000. I was a freshman at MVCC, and my dad co-signed for a loan for me. I went down to, if you can remember, Chenango Imports. I was
Chenango
there.
Imports. Yes, that was a big store for a long time, Dina.
And they had quite a selection of used machines, and that was in the budget for a college kid. So I went down and bought a 1992 Indy 650 that was just in the wrapper, we would say, not a stitch out of place. It was a really nice machine.
Wow. And of course, 2000, 20 years ago, going back to when credit was a little bit easier for a college kid, with Zach being 17, I asked some questions of my local financial institution, and I'm like, say what?
And I deal with that in my business. Young kids come in, and it is difficult to get your foot in the door and get started as a young person nowadays. It's a whole different world than what it seemed like 20 years ago.
No doubt. Okay, so you got the Indy 650, and tell me some of those first adventures, especially because with the exception of that one, 2001, 2002 was a bad winter, but you bought at a really good time because there were some robust winters between 2000 and 2005, with the exception of that one.
I remember having good winters. At that time, we lived in Remsen, so we did a lot of riding, Penn Mountain, Ohio Ridge riders. We would make our way up into Salisbury and do that a lot. And that was a lot of fun. But funny story about that particular snowmobile. I actually hit a pretty good sized mogul that caught me off guard as a kind of a newbie rider, and I had put that sled into a tree before I even made the first payment.
Oh.
So you talked about my wrenching abilities, and that's where a lot of it came from. That first machine, my father and I put back together, and did a lot of work onto it. It was not the most reliable machine, and I don't know if I had something to do with me wrecking it or just particularly what it was. But I learned a lot about snowmobile mechanics and engineering and how all that stuff worked, and it was a lot of fun. I think a dad helping me. We had a really, really cold snap, and we had pieces and parts we had brought into the kitchen floor, and mom was not happy about that. But we needed someplace warm to work on it. So,
Yeah, working on a sled when
you
it's
know, those.
minus 10.
The roads that are paved to get where you get. Well, I'm spoiled
Exactly.
now. I have a nice heated garage and tools that mom and dad didn't have. But we made it work.
Yeah, but you know what? You worked hard for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, I actually turned that machine into Hooten Sled Salvage, and there was nothing left of it when I was done. I was just not nice to that machine, and it just was never a great one after that.
Brother, I've seen how you ride. I'm surprised. Just
Well,
kidding.
sleds have gotten better too since the mid-90s suspension technology and whatnot. So, but yeah, I love to ride. Kind of engaged here lately. I have a few little things to button up on our current sleds, and really just getting excited to go. But I'm actually most excited about it. I have a almost 4-year-old son, and I got a set of Toasty Tot handlebar warmers, and we're going to hook those up. And he just loves going riding, and I'm kind of enjoying just the slow-mobiling, as we call it, just cruising around and taking a little loop from the house or the shop and seeing what we can see. And it's not about putting on a lot of miles anymore.
It's amazing what kids can do. It's amazing what being a dad can do. But as I've experienced, you are just at the beginning of the journey that I have been on for basically about a decade with Zachary, because those first memories are going to hook him for life. And he's always going to remember his first ride, his first time up on the hill with the big boys. The first time that he's able to ride on his own instead of on those little Toasty Tot handlebars. And at the end of the day, it's not about the miles, it's not about the performance, it's not about it's not about anything but just enjoying riding, enjoying the sport, and enjoying the beautiful place that upstate New York is, that God blessed us with the ones that we love most.
Sharing something you love. So he's a junkie. He loves snowmobiles already. In fact, he's got a Z120. Then he's we've actually we put a few miles on it the other day. We had 4 or 5 inches on the ground that he rode around, but he cracks me up. He'll come down the stairs in the morning, and the first thing he does is look out the sliding glass door, and he'll say, "Daddy, there's snow." Yeah, buddy, it's just a dusting though, not enough to go riding, but he just can't wait, and that's a lot of fun seeing his excitement.
Oh, it's a good thing he doesn't know how to read yet, because if he was following the morning blog, especially with the big storms that have been near misses and difficult forecasts, I'm sure he'd probably be pulling what little hair the kid has.
He's waiting. He's waiting for it. So, yeah, we're all getting excited.
Waiting patiently, just like we all are, for sure.
Yep. There's still stakes to put in the ground, though. It's not snowmobile season until the trails are up and ready, and you know what that means. Hours of putting in stakes and putting up signs and helping out the club.
And I think that this is the perfect point to add in the public service announcement that just because there's snow on the ground does not mean trails are automatically open.
No, check with your club first. There's a lot of people that put a lot of time into to make sure that they're signed, they're safe, landowner permissions are up and ready. This year we have a later hunting season, so we got to let those guys get their season in, and there'll be plenty of time to ride hopefully later. But yeah, helping out the club is a big deal. That's important in our whole household. In fact, a couple weeks ago, my son, who is 3 and a half, was sitting on my four-wheeler, and we went out and helped the poles put an excavation. We put a culvert in, and we did some bridge work, and that's part of it. I'm teaching them young. If you want to ride, I want to see you involved in helping making it, making the trails.
Absolutely. So tell me about what got you motivated. I mean, obviously you rode for years, but as you matured, as you became a young and aspiring, businessman, and as you've built your business over the last 14, 15 years, Penn Mountain was obviously one of your favorite trails, what you rode, but is also the area where your business is based. And so, tell me more about that relationship and the guys that you've become close with at Penn Mountain.
Sure. Really, we got involved. This was even before I had children, but I had this idea, and talking to people that there was some issues within the clubs. They're short on help, and there's a lack of volunteerism. And I've heard it from other institutions too. Fire departments are having the same issue, and charities, that type of stuff. So I really just wanted to get involved in hopes that, if I ever had children, or even my brother's children, that they would be able to ride the trail system like we ride it. I don't have, thousands of acres to ride. So the system where you can just jump on the trail and go all over is great, but that only happens if, again, the trails are made and landowners, let us use their land. So that's become very important. And the more you get involved, the more you realize that it's very important, and a lot of help is needed in a lot of different areas. Owning a business, you learn all these little things, and you realize there's a lot more to owning the business than what you saw when you went into it. And the club's no different. There's money coming in, there's money going out, there's things that need repair, there's things that need to be bought for future, there's things that need to be set up, and there's just a lot of hats that typically few people are wearing. I know Penn Mountain particularly, there's a core group of 12, 15 guys, and they're the guys at the chicken barbecue, they're the guys putting stop signs in the trail, they're the guys doing the grooming, and there's a lot of labor that goes into making that all happen. So I've really enjoyed helping them out, and to be truthful, they're really a great group of people too.
And it's awesome because that camaraderie of just, hey, we're in this together, we're doing this together. And just to look back, the sense of accomplishment of knowing the trail system's up because I had a part in it. There was me and a bunch of guys that we had a part in it. We enjoy our fruits of the labor along with everyone else during the riding season. And There's just got to be more of that. We're missing that. Some people get it, but we need more people to get it. And, you know, having young blood, I see it in Southern Tug Hill. I see it in Hamburg. I see it in Turin. I even see it, in Valley with Rory, with younger guys that just get it and are like, okay, we've got to keep this. We've got to pass the torch, pass the baton. That's what it's all about, because snowmobiling is truly a gift that we pass on from generation to generation. And if we don't take care of it, it's not going to be there for the next generation.
Absolutely. Yep. We've got kind of a mix in Penn Mountain. You know, the president's a younger guy. He and I got involved a pretty similar time. And there's something to be said for that, you know, young blood, and the guy who hasn't been told enough times to know that he should stop asking, you know, just keeps going for it. So it's a good mix between guys who are experienced and know the way, and, you know, some younger guys who maybe have some different ideas, or, you know, just some more energy. But I got a few college and high school guys that I call on to help us with trails, and it's been fun to see them get involved. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you think 8-10 years ahead, maybe they'll be more involved, maybe they'll have an officer position, maybe, you know, they'll be grooming at that point, or, you know, you just try and get them involved and see where they can help out now, and hopefully it grows into something.
So looking ahead, the crystal ball, everyone loves to look at it and make their own predictions as to what they think is going to happen, or maybe more of a wish list of what you'd like to see happening. You've been in the sport for a long time. You've been involved at the club level. Your son is now getting to the age to where he's going to be riding the trails in the coming years and starting to get more involved. What would you like to see that you're not seeing right now? And what are some of your biggest concerns with the sport and with snowmobiling in general going forward?
I think a lot of it is common courtesy and respect, both for your fellow riders and the landowners. We have to stake off a lot of fields because people don't seem to mind their business and stay on the trail. And eventually, I think that could hurt us. So, really, just it's got to be a group effort to, you know, kind of stick within the rules and play nice with everybody, just so we can continue to have the great trail system we do have.
Let me ask you this: are you starting to sell sleds at your place? Because I know you've sold a sled or two in the past.
We have sold a few. It's not something that we really make part of our business plan, but when I see a good deal, I can't pass it up, kind of thing. But I typically buy stuff that, you know, I like. Most people know I'm a pretty hardcore Polaris guy. So I actually bought one this summer that was a great deal, I did sell it. We even thought about possibly keeping it, but it was a good deal, and it'll make our customer a nice machine. But I've tossed around the idea in the past. I don't know. I've got a full plate right now. It's hard to even think about taking on a whole other line of stuff. And, you know, to do it right, I would really need a full service shop. It would require kind of the next leap into something that I'm just not ready to do right now.
Yeah, no problem with that. But certainly, if anyone's looking for a truck or SUV, or even a car or minivan, for the family, you pass by them all the time. A lot of you riders that come off the thruway, coming up from downstate, coming up from the island, coming up from Jersey and from Pennsylvania, you swing up Route 12 over Deerfield Hill from Utica, and you pass right by him. He's just before Hooden's on the right side, about a couple hundred yards back, at the before the traffic light, where Stewart's is and where Hooden's is, just past there. Mapledale Motors, don't miss him. Drop in and say hey if he happens to be around, because he is a busy man, as he mentioned. He takes care of a lot of great customers and is a great snowmobile guy and just a great friend all around. Dave Gleisman, Mapledale Motors, former owner of UpstateSnow.com, and always a great friend of Upstate Snow. Thank you so much, brother. I will see you soon on the trails, and just hope that this pandemic gets out of here. everyone can get healthy again. The cases can go down. We can go back to enjoying the trails and actually having snow to enjoy the trails. I'm working on that part as much as I can, but I'm only playing with the cards that I've been dealt.
You just report the weather. You can't make it.
Yeah, but my dad said, I didn't send you to school to learn how to predict the weather. I sent you there to learn how to change it. I think I missed that class. Either that or I fell asleep. I don't know. I have to check my transcripts. Anyway, it's been great talking to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, your family, and to everyone there in Penn Mountain Land. And appreciate everything that you've done for us throughout the years. And thank you for what you've done for the snowmobiling community and for setting a great example.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having us on, Rich.
Thanks for listening to the Trail Talk Podcast. For more podcast episodes, weather information, and so much more, visit UpstateSnow.com.